coronavirus update.
All right, news from here, South Africa, Africa, and the world. Everything that you need to know about the coronavirus as it is today. Start with Russia. Russia said that it aims to launch mass production of a coronavirus vaccine next month and turn out several million doses per month by next year. The country is pushing ahead with several vaccine prototypes and one tailored by the Gamaleya Institute in Moscow has reached advanced stages of development and is about to pass state registration. The head of the Russian Direct Investment Fund, which finances the trials, said it expects official registration of the vaccines to be complete within 10 days. But now we know where the name Russia comes from, because they're always Russian things.
This story, I cannot even believe that I'm reading this. The Tanzanian government has introduced new internet regulations that prohibit the publication of content under 10 different categories. They're hoping that this will squash the organization of protests online and enable authorities to convict Tanzanians based on WhatsApp messages. So if you publish content with any of these topics, it is prohibited. So the topics include sexuality, personal privacy, public security, public safety, religion, false or misleading information, and obviously content posted about COVID-19 or any other future pandemic is now classified as illegal without approval from the country's authorities.
So, for those of you that are sharing that meme on all of your social media comparing South Africa's numbers and stats to Tanzania, know that the stats coming from Tanzania are no stats at all. So you can now delete that from your timeline. It's fake news.
Oh, okay. I haven't received that meme, Darren Moore, and I'm the king of memes. So yeah. Before you delete it, just send it to me. And then the planned starts of the Tour de France from Denmark, Copenhagen to be exact, which was meant for 2021, has been pushed back to 2022 to avoid an overlap of sporting events disrupted by COVID-19. So the postponement would avoid a clash with the Tokyo Olympics and the 2021 Euros, from which Copenhagen is one of the host cities. So I see a lot of this happening, like where sporting events are going to overlap. Mm. And obviously we're going to see a lot more postponements and all that kind of stuff. So,
well,
yeah,
that's the new normal that we keep talking about.
100%.
Now, guys, I just want to say this. We have done so well with self-isolating, with behaving ourselves, with doing what needs to be done as far as flattening the curve and just helping the community, right, with this coronavirus. But here's the deal. A lot of us are getting what's called lockdown fatigue, and we start breaking the rules, and that is a recipe for disaster. I actually got a phone call from a top pharmacist yesterday who said he cannot believe that he has been giving out pieces of information to some of his patients that record them as COVID positive or positive for SARS-CoV-2, and then sees them and their entire family the next day in the shopping centers doing all the shopping, out and about and doing all the things. What are you doing? If you are positive, in order to save yourself and your community, stay home, self-isolate. That's the news that has been the news. Nothing's changed there. So please do the things that need to be done. Having a look at the world meter, 18.5 million coronavirus cases worldwide, and 11,680,000 recovered. In South Africa, 516,862 total cases, 358,000 recovery, a very nice recovery rate. Now we're up in the 60% recovery rate. Unfortunately, 8,539 lives lost since the beginning of this year. There's your coronavirus update here on East Coast Radio.
Darren, Carrie and Sky, weekday 6 to 9 a.m.